This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, now let's dig into it. We got all kinds of stuff this hour. Apparently there's been a bit of corruption in Ukraine. Pfizer's revenues down, homeschooling, emails, all kinds of stuff, but we're getting to communists and choke points and something that we have got to be aware of now. We already have discussed many times, and we just got done discussing how they grab choke points in a society. That's why they grab your school library, right? That's why they run for that. They're running for it with a purpose, remember. That's why they do those things. Now let's deal with AI, artificial intelligence. And this is going to be the most dumbed down conversation about AI you will ever hear in your lifetime. And it's not dumbed down for you. It's dumbed down for me. I don't do technology. But what I do know is this. AI, it is here. It's not going away. And it's going to become a significant part of your life, in my life. It is. I've told you this before. It goes way more than just defense systems. I have a buddy, wrap your mind around this. He's in sales, all right? He's in the sales world. It's a major, major corporation, and they sell things to individuals like you, not to companies, to individuals. And if you logged on to my buddy, his company's website right now from, you know what, let's do California, for example. If you logged on from, let's say, San Diego, California, and you were going to buy something from my buddy, or you were interested in it, you're on the website, you would have something that would pop up and say, hey, would you like to chat with one of our sales professionals? And maybe you'd say yes. Beep, beep, beep. You chat something in, or you put something in. You would have a box pull up on your screen, and you would be looking at a picture of somebody. Hey, this is our sales representative. And depending on where you were from, which they would know, that would determine what your, quote, salesman looked like. You see, your salesman is not real. Your salesman is an AI-generated human being. If you were in San Diego, maybe you're a woman. You would have a very Southern California looking woman who would be there, quote, chatting with you. You think you're talking to a real person. You're not. You're talking to artificial intelligence. That's why the sentences are kind of so stiff and stale. They'll get better at this, by the way. If I logged in here from Texas, I'm in Texas. I'm a dude. I log into my buddy's sales thing and I click, beep, 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 beep. I click on what I'm interested in buying this. My salesman, he's a cowboy, a dude. Why? Everything with AI can be tailor-made to you. And this is obviously expanding off the internet world as well. I just got a video from someone I know, one of my relatives from California. Their waitress was a robot, taking orders, delivering orders, cruising around the restaurant. All right, but back to AI. So this is not just something for defense systems. This is going to be in everything we do now. Now, the system, they want to seize control of it. Why? Well, why does the communists do everything? They want to reward their friends and punish their enemies. That's how the communists looks at the world. Reward their friends and punish their enemies. Now, they know they can't lead with that when they're describing their plans for AI to you. You can't lead with that because you're going to be understandably suspicious about why they would want to seize control of it. So what do they do first? Well, at first, they have to scare you.
From AI-enabled cyber attacks at a scale beyond anything we've seen before, to AI-formulated bioweapons that could endanger the lives of millions of people. These threats are often referred to as the existential threats of AI, because, of course, they could endanger the very existence of humanity. These threats, without question, are profound, and they demand global action.
Okay, that was the setup, right? That was a setup. That's what you call a setup, is what Dome was doing there. That was me coming home. I want to go golfing with the fellas on Saturday. I know we're scheduled to do a big spring cleaning in the Kelly household. I kind of want to get out of that. I want to go golfing with the fellas. It sounds much more fun. I'll go have a couple beers and go golfing. So I come home tonight and I tell the wife, hey, my buddy Luis, he wants to go golfing on Saturday morning. He's going through a really tough time right now. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to wait, but he's going through a tough time. If he does want to golf, I might have to do that on Saturday. That's me prepping the ground. That's what Dome was doing. She's prepping you. Hey, there's this AI, really scary. It could wipe out all of human life. But then, after she's done with the carrot, hey, this could kill us all. Time for the stick.
This is a moment of profound opportunity. The benefits of AI are immense. It could give us the power to fight the climate crisis.
My goodness. It could eliminate mankind, but it could also help mankind? Wow. This is incredible. Hey, Dome, what else can it do?
All to help make sure that the benefits of AI are shared equitably and to address predictable threats, such as algorithmic discrimination.
Shared equitably, of course. You see, the White House put out a statement today about artificial intelligence, an executive order, actually. And this is the direct quote. Quote, the White House says it will send out guidance to landlords, federal contractors, federal benefits programs, and others to reduce the possibility of racial and other biases in their use of AI. And they go on with this quote and they say, training, technical assistance, and coordination between the DOJ and federal civil rights offices on best practices for investigating and prosecuting civil rights violations related to AI. Now, let's pause on that for a brief moment, if you will. That term, best practices, huh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Best practices, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Well, if you've been listening, We play them. They use certain language for a reason. How many times have we played FBI testimony in front of the House, Senate, whatever? And that's what they're laying out there. We're developing best practices. Hey, FBI, why are you attacking on the Republicans? Hey, FBI, why are you going after pro-lifers? Why are you infiltrating the churches? Why are you saying somebody's don't tread on me flag might make them a domestic terrorist? And their answer is always vague, and it always envelops the same thing. It always involves the same thing. Best practices. Okay. They even went on to describe the government coming up with a bill of rights, an AI bill of rights. Now, here's the reason they use language like that. Let's pause for a moment. The reason they say things like FBI, or the reason they say things like bill of rights, is because they know those terms are appealing to normie norm and normie norma. Remember, their fuel is their lies and your apathy. They know you like to hear Bill of Rights. That sounds good. Oh, nice. A Bill of Rights. A Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights, why was the Bill of Rights, our actual Bill of Rights, what made it good? Why was it decent? Well, it was decent because the men who came up with the idea wanted you to be free. And they outlined in the Bill of Rights all the ways you were to be free. In fact, they were obsessed with you being free to the point, did you know the Bill of Rights was actually unnecessary? They assumed all those freedoms were already in the Constitution, but just to make sure that your freedoms could never be infringed upon, they doubled down and came up with the Bill of Rights. So the men behind the Bill of Rights had your best interest at heart. They had your freedom at heart. And as a result, the Bill of Rights has been a wonderful document that helped safeguard our freedoms. But who are these people who will be coming up with the new AI Bill of Rights? Well, I think if we're going to understand what's coming, maybe we should look in the rearview mirror and see what they've already done. Shall we do that? Let us begin here in just a second. Before we do that, let's do this. We have 2 weeks to go. Pure Talk, remember, they set out on a mission to alleviate $10 million in veterans' debt by Veterans Day. We are down to 2 weeks. Do you know what you've done? They're already 74% of the way there. While Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they can take your money and they send it to Planned Parenthood and they send it to Black Lives Matter, Pure Talk, they're interested in helping veterans, veteran suicide, veteran debt, and you're doing it. And all you have to do is switch. You get a benefit out of helping them. You get the same great 5G network, same phone, same number, or new phone and new number if you want. Your bill goes down. You support a patriotic company that loves this country. Loves this country. And everyone wins, including the veterans. Pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk today. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do keep in mind before we get to what will they be doing with their AI Bill of Rights, and we're going to look back on what they've done. Remember, I use language and terms for the most part on accident. You probably do the same, meaning I don't have some grand nefarious scheme. When I come up with a term, it's just what happens to be on my mind. The communist does not use words by accident. Language is his weapon. It's how he fences you in. It's why they all say the same things over and over and over and over and over again. They say these things with a purpose, with a mission. They don't speak accidentally. They're robots. Remember, I was just talking about the White House, and one of the things they put out about their AI thing was, and that there will be training, technical assistance, and coordination between the DOJ and federal civil rights offices on best practices for investigating and prosecuting civil rights. We've heard the FBI, we've heard the DOJ use that term several times, best practices. We're developing best practices. Hey, why are you spying on Susie Homemaker? Well, we're developing best practices. We're still digging into best practices. Remember New York Governor Kathy Hochul? Remember, maybe that word sounded familiar. Remember her?
Today, I'm signing an executive order to establish a unit within the Office of Counterterrorism at the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, focusing exclusively on domestic terrorism, first time ever. They'll develop the best practices for law enforcement, for mental health professionals, for school officials to address
best practices, you see. Now, maybe you're sitting there before we move on to what they've already done. Maybe you're asking why? Why that term? Why do they keep using it? Why would you fall in love with that term? Well, this goes back to what we talked about over and over again. In fact, we brought it up several times tonight. Remember, they run on their lies and your apathy. Best practices. It's a wonderful term for their purposes because what does it mean? Well, whatever they want it to mean. The communist needs to be vague. When he says best practices, he obviously means he's going to destroy you. That's going to be his best practices. His best practices are he's going to censor his political opponents. He's going to reward his friends. His, quote, best practices, that's what he means. But he understands that you're not going to be very receptive to that. So instead, what do? You come up with something totally vague that can mean anything, and they constantly are applying this word, if you notice, to DOJ, FBI, censorship items. That way, whenever they're called on censorship, whenever they're called on the things they're doing to you and their freedom, they will always simply come out with the most vague terms possible, like best practices. Remember Mao? Remember Mao's Cultural Revolution? We've talked about it many times on the show. Longtime listeners will remember, but it's the best example of this. Remember, Mao's Cultural Revolution, all those young people, all those murders, 2 million deaths, torture, beating to death. And they all rallied around what? They all rallied around a concept. And what was that concept? That we had to get rid of the four olds. Now, what four olds were so important to get rid of that 2 million Chinese people were beaten to death? Well, here were the four olds. Old ideas, old culture, old customs, and old habits. Well, what does that mean? What constitutes an old culture? An old habit? How do I know what an old habit is? Is it an old habit to wipe my butt? What's an old habit? Well, it means whatever Mao wants it to mean. And it's vague because Mao wants it to be vague. The American government, they're going to develop something. They're going to develop rules for you in AI. They're going to develop rules more specifically for the people who develop AI. You see, AI is going to be weaponized against you. They're already announcing they intend to do it, and they're going to cloak what they're doing with the term best practices. Whenever you hear the term or read the term best practices, understand that is a communist term. They are using it intentionally. It is intentionally vague. And it is an extremely evil concept designed to attack you. When they say develop best practices, you want to know an example of what that is? Well, school board moms were getting angry because school teachers were teaching their kids horrible anti-white racism and things like that. And school board moms and dads begin showing up at school board meetings, yelling, getting loud about it. The National School Board Union sent a letter to the White House wanting someone to with the White House to send a letter to the Attorney General so he would send the FBI after angry school board parents. The FBI got together, and what did they develop? best practices for how to attack school board parents. Now, what else have they done? It's important we dig into this before we get to emails and Ukraine and other things. What have they done? Let's find out, because that'll tell us where they're going. Before we do that, let's do this. We need to be more vigilant with our own selves. And I've been better about this in the last year than I've ever been. And I'm going to try to keep improving. No promises, but I'm going to try to keep improving. I work out more. I drink more water. I take my chalk every single day. I have one of those 7-day pill dispenser things that old people use, and I have my male vitality stack in there every single day with my breakfast. I take the natural herbal supplements from Chalk. It keeps my levels right where they need to be, keeps my focus where it needs to be. I am in a better mood now. Do you know low testosterone can drive depression, lower your mood? You can't be a happy, content dude and be low T. Ladies, you got same kind of struggles with your hormones. Female vitality stacks for you. Go get your Chalk subscriptions, baby. Chalk. No more big pharma. No more. Enough of that. Natural solutions. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, halfway done with the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Now, the Biden administration, the DOJ, the FBI, they're all going to get involved with AI. AI is going to be everywhere. Everywhere. It's going to be more places than I can see, than you can see right now. I have ideas of where it's going to be, but there are things that I can't see and you can't. So what did they do with things they already had? Technology they already had. Technology like social media and Twitter. If you want to know what they're planning on doing with AI, I think this little exchange between Rand Paul and Christopher Wray is pretty revealing.
Like I did.
I played the wrong one. Let's try it out again.
Trey, did the FBI pay Twitter money to moderate content moderation? I'm not aware of us paying money to moderate content there or anywhere
else.
What
was the $3 million for that the FBI gave that's been revealed in Twitter files?
Let me set this up before I allow him to continue. The FBI, you know, the federal law enforcement arm, they were starting to get concerned leading up to the 2020 election. They were very, very concerned about many things. One of the main things they were concerned with was vaccine hesitancy. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, for some reason, found itself really, really invested in everybody getting vaccinated. You know, the vaccine that doesn't work and nobody's taking anymore? The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they didn't like it when you were putting out things like, oh, I don't know, talking about side effects and things like that. And so they decided social media companies should start removing those posts. What other things were they concerned about? They were concerned that people were posting about Hunter Biden's laptop, you see? As the Cheka, it's their job to guard the Democrats and attack Republicans. And so what did they do with all these concerns? Well, remember, the communist isn't passive with his religion. The communist is aggressive. They started to meet regularly with social media companies, informing them about what they needed to take down. That's right. The Federal Bureau of Investigation regularly met with companies to discuss how they should censor you. Not for dangerous opinions you had, for any kind of right-wing thoughts you may have. And don't, this is not arguable. They brag about it on videotape. In fact, we have Elvis Chan more than once, former FBI agent Elvis Chan, bragging on camera about how often he met with social media companies, trying to make sure everything was just how the Democrats wanted it. Oh, you don't believe me? Here's Special Agent Elvis Chan.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets.
What did they do to make sure the election was so safe? Well, remember, they told Facebook and Twitter and all these companies to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop information, called it Russian. Anyway, so the FBI was meeting with these social media companies so often that the social media companies finally reached out and said, hey, you're commanding a lot of our time, our valuable time. These content moderation meetings, they're expensive. And the FBI said, oh, okay, no problem. Here's some money. Now, knowing that, now you're more armed for this. Keep in mind, the FBI will be handling this new AI Bill of Rights.
Dre, did the FBI pay Twitter money to moderate content moderation?
I'm not aware of us paying money to moderate content there or anywhere else.
What was the $3 million for that the FBI gave that's been revealed in Twitter files, which has been characterized by those writing the Twitter files as payment for content moderation? Basically, they said Twitter, you know, you guys were meeting with them all the time and you had them taking down so many posts. They said, well, gosh, it's a lot of work. Why don't you pay us? And so you did. You paid them $3 million. Are you aware of the payment?
I'm not aware of that specific payment, but I can tell you that when it comes to payments, going back well over four decades, when we are required by federal law, when a company, like in this instance a provider, goes through expenses to produce information, we're required to reimburse them for those expenses.
Yeah. The Federal Bureau of Investigation spent so much time with social media companies censoring you, they ended up having to write them a check. They actually took the money they stole from you, taxpayer money, and they handed that money to social media companies so they could continue to run interference for Democrats and attack Republicans. Oh, but wait, there's more. If you want to know what the future looks like with these people controlling AI, artificial intelligence, I want you to listen to the man who bought Twitter, Elon Musk. He's made it much more of a free speech type place. He sat down with Joe Rogan. Listen to this.
The degree to which Twitter was simply an arm of the government was not well understood by the public. There was basically oppression of any views that would even, I would say, be considered middle of the road. But certainly anything on the right. I'm not talking about like far right. I'm just talking mildly right. The people, like Republicans, were suppressed at 10 times the rate of Democrats.
10 times the rate of Democrats. Now, these people are going to be writing the technology that governs so much of our future. And what exactly can they do with it? What does it look like? Well, think about anywhere where there is any kind of technology now, AI will be involved. That bank loan, that home loan you want. You know you want that mortgage, right? You want to buy your first home? We're used to dealing with an actual person who will go through credit reports and all kinds of things, trying to get you the best rate, find you a mortgage, you know, things like that. Well, if AI handles the qualification process, and it will, they already are in certain circles, maybe that Facebook post you put up about loving the Second Amendment, maybe you're not the type of person who should own a home. Maybe you're too white, too male, too Christian, too straight. Maybe you talk lovingly about the founding of the country. Remember last night when we were going over, I think it was last night, but it was the night before, when we were going over the FBI memo they put out, the potential signs of a domestic terrorist, you know, things like Revolutionary War imagery, things like that. Oh, AI is going to be studying all those things about you. Yeah, Chris brought up China's social credit system. You can't drive places. Oh, you wanted to buy a plane ticket? Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? You wanted to buy a plane ticket? Sorry, our AI has already done a scan. We have detected 4 social media posts in the last month that are problematic. 2 of them were about guns. Apparently, you're pro-gun. Another one was insulting to the government. Another one was questioning the efficacy of the vaccine. So we're sorry, at this time, we cannot approve your application to take a plane trip and see your mother. Sorry, application denied. Oh, that's crazy. It's ridiculous. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Grow up. It's here. This is where we're going. Until we get aggressive with these people, this is where we're going. All right, let's get to some emails before we dig into all this Ukraine, Pfizer, all these things. Let's do this, though. Let's talk about saving a life tonight. And I just wanted to let you know, when we talk about preborn, obviously I know you know the mission by now. The mission is to give a mother who's about to have an abortion, to give her a free ultrasound, because that's really what it takes to have her choose life most of the time. When she lays down and when she hears the heartbeat, it's the hearing of the heartbeat that gets them every time. She becomes a mom with a baby to protect. And I just want to let you know, the numbers from this show are staggering. What you've done, the lives you've saved, it floors me. $28. $28,000. Look, you give them $5,000, that's a leadership gift. I know most people can't afford that, but if you can, one, it's tax deductible. 2, you fund their whole network for a day. 200 lives. Whether it's one life, half a life, 200 of them, 200,000 of them. Thank you for what you did. All right? You want to give? You want to save a life? Dial #250 and say baby. #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Emails when we get back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I feel like I have been majorly focused lately.
But my focus is just stay focused.
And it's been incredible, Chris. I feel like I've been extra good. And I just wanted to let you know, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to their religion versus yours. We're going to get to all this Ukraine stuff, homeschooling on the rise. All these things are still to come, but I've been horrible about the emails. So we're about to motor through a few of them because I owe you that. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Send me whatever. Political prognosticator. I'm surprised as anyone, the subject is, did Biden camp choose Dome because she's so bad? I'm surprised that anyone that mumbles has wandered into the last year of his presidency. I thought he'd be out after 6 months. Dome is as popular as a cold sore. Did Biden camp choose her as their ultimate ace? Anyone tries to push Joe out, Dr. Jill fires back. Okay, is that why they picked it? Why did Joe Biden pick Dome? Well, remember, there are many things you can assign to the communist right off the bat. Many, many things. One, he never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, has your best interest at heart. Ever. He's not a humanitarian. He's not understanding. He's not a liberal. He doesn't want to coexist. He doesn't love. The communist is a vicious, violent agent of destruction, and he is there to destroy everything. And he will use whatever language he can to try to soften you up so he can do that. All right. So you can always assign that bad motives to the communist. One thing that you shouldn't assign to him very often is this: a high level of intelligence. And this is what I mean. I'm actually not insulting them for once. I'm really not. Remember, a thinking person, would really never choose that despicable religion. It's gross. It's destructive. It doesn't work. Kills people. It ruins everything. That's not what thinking people choose. Look, we've talked before about how you make sure your kid isn't a communist. And I always talk about making sure they're grateful. Another one is, honestly, just teach them how to think critically. Because a communist can't do that and doesn't want to. You know how we describe them as robots? They walk up to the hive mind and they plug in and they get their latest programming update about what they're supposed to say about everything, and then they leave. They don't actually know anything about it. They just know this is what they're told to say. That's because you're not dealing with a thinking person. Yet when we talk about these people, they're so evil that we can assign a level of thought to them they're not qualified for. And they're so destructive, in a way, it's almost comforting to assign that level of intelligence for them. Oh my gosh, look at my country. They've burnt it down. They've ruined everything. Surely there is a man or a group of men in a smoky room with a whiteboard coming up with all these nefarious plans, 18 steps long on out of... That's not what happens. The communist believes in destroying everything, yes. And yes, there are thinkers. I don't want to act like there aren't. But we assign way too much intelligence and forward thought to these people. Look at what the Democrats, look at what the communists are going through right now. They're in very serious trouble politically. Why? They have a huge Jewish base of support here in America. They have a huge Arab base of support here in America. They're currently at war with each other, and Democrats are losing a significant percentage of both groups at once. Both of them. That's why they're still talking like this.
The president continues to underscore that we will not be silent. There is no place for hate in America, not against Muslim Americans, Arab Americans, Palestinian Americans, not against anyone. As many of you know,
That's a problem they didn't see coming. Losing support from both. Okay, so let's go back to the question. Did they put Dome in there just because she's uncomfortable? These people follow a religion. It's important to get that. They follow a religion. And their religion's always changing, remember, because it's cultural Marxism. Where you are today is not where you're going to be allowed to be 10 years from now. You'd be thought of as backwards. You'd lose your system membership card. But as of right now, and when Joe Biden was choosing his VP, he chose it. That decision was made operating under this religious doctrine. America is an evil, white place that's way too white. All minorities of every kind, religious minorities, skin color minorities, women, LGBTQ, they're all oppressed at all times. And going forward, Whitey has to be punished and denied things, and those things have to be given to one of the sacred minorities. That is part of how they practice their religion. That is honestly, I know you're going to consider this sacrilege. This is not how I mean it. I'm saying it this way so you understand it. Do you practice communion? Are you a Christian, a Catholic? You go to church? Do you practice communion? You drink the wine or the grape juice, and it's, you know, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me from Jesus. You eat the bread. This is my body. That is part of how you practice your religion, is it not? That's what choosing a black woman over a white man is for Democrats now. And this isn't just in politics. This is throughout our military, corporate America, entertainment. That's why the newest Netflix show about royalty in England is a bunch of black people. That's how they look at everything. So when Joe Biden has to pick his vice president, concepts like the country or qualifications or any of those things, those thought processes, they never even enter his mind. They never even go into the mind of Biden or his handlers. Remember, their religion demands no more for Whitey. Everything has to be black or women. Or preferably black women, or even more preferably, do we have a black woman tranny? Is that a thing? Everything goes through that lens. There wasn't some grand plan to put Dome in there. Frankly, they're mad they're stuck with her. But their religious practices demanded no more Whitey. Gotta be a black woman. That's how it is now. That's why they picked her. All right, we are going to get to some more emails, and then we're going to get to the profitability of this war, homeschooling, many other things. Let's first get to this. The Taos. Our Taos have been cheating us, and we've been cheating ourselves. For the longest time, we have used Taos that either A, look good. Oh, I know, we got those when I got married. Or B, dry you off. But for some reason, A and B never combined. There was never an all of the above section. Well, now there is. Thanks to Mike Lindell at MyPillow, they've created MyTowels. MyTowels, specially designed to not just look good, they do, they actually look good, and they're soft, and they actually absorb the water. That's what you get, and right now, 50% in savings. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 50% off. Go! They get them as low as $29.98. Go or call 800-845-0544. Another hour. Get ready. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.